can rewind it. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. We gon' take it back to the future, over the top. E.T. Gremlins, RoboCop. Bring it back a couple minutes to when I was 10. Dusting off my favorite movies, gonna watch them again. Then VHS, yeah, we'll give it a crack. Do they hold up? Are they totally whack? Brock and Alexa, give it a play. Tell you to rewind it, throw it away.
Hello and welcome to You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. This is the show where we watch our favorite movies from our childhood. Then we discuss, dissect, and decide, do we still like them, and would we rewind them and watch them again? I am Alexa.
I am Brock.
And today we are doing...
1984. PG rated.
Who are you gonna call?
It's Ghostbusters, babe.
Oh.
Oh, that song. I
thought we were gonna do like a big...
No, you didn't get the chance.
Oh.
We are doing Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Finally.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw something out here.
Yeah, please.
I haven't seen it. I hadn't seen it before.
You've never told me that.
I know. I was saving that little tidbit of info to just drop on you like a bomb.
I saw this in theaters. I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
But I bet you loved it.
Yeah. Exactly. I told everyone I loved it. It was great.
Did you leave there thinking you were going to be a Ghostbuster?
Oh, yeah. This made it real. Like,
because you were going to be a monster squad, and then you were going to... Now you're going to be a Ghostbuster.
Yes.
Yeah, again, this falls into that time frame of when I was overseas. So, I did not get to see this in theaters.
Oh.
I know, but I did... have the tape, Ray Parker Jr. And not only did I have Ghostbusters on, I had the whole tape. And I listened to every single song on there.
So after this movie, she's like, this was like a day later. She's like, listen to this song.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays this song and I'm like, this is awful. It's like... And a woman need love too.
No.
Woman need love too.
No.
Was that close?
It was. A woman needs love just like you do. Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah, you were living in the Middle East, so it's not like you were in Europe where there was culture that you kind of knew.
Oh, no, no. So, yeah, I had the tape. But, of course, my favorite was Ghostbusters.
Oh, I hope so.
And even our kids have always loved the song Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
It's catchy. And I will tell you, I could have heard it way more in the movie. Like, I could have heard a remix. I could have heard a slowed down version. Like, sad parts. I could have heard a bunch more Ghostbusters than what I did. Because it's just a fun song.
All right. Well, let's get into it here.
All right.
So, synopsis is... Three former parapsychology professors set up shop as a unique ghost removal service. This is from June 8th, 1984. 34 years ago this month.
Wow.
1 hour and 45 minutes.
Mm.
The budget was $30 million, which is amazing. And it did a U.S. gross of like $238. You know, not bad.
No, not bad. Not bad.
Obviously, it spawned a sequel, cartoon, a remake.
Right.
So, you have, in this movie, playing Dr. Peter Venkman. Bam. Nailed it. Is Bill Murray, who you know from Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm. Groundhog Day.
Kingpin. Amazing in Kingpin, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Rushmore. And this role was actually written for John Belushi.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, he passed away before the movie really came to fruition. Then you have...
Oh, wait. I want to say something.
Yeah, please.
I know it's a little controversial.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not a big fan of Murray.
Okay. I was going to ask you...
You know that I'm not.
once we got through this, I was going to ask you, do you like Bill Murray?
I don't really like him. I don't care for his, I don't know if it's his style. I don't know what it is about him, but I don't really like him. I'm sorry.
Okay, so.
He's not my favorite.
Like, I really liked him in Rushmore. For whatever reason.
You liked him in Caddyshack.
I loved him in Caddyshack. Mm-hmm. Kingpin, he was amazing. But yeah, a lot of his humor, I do go, huh, okay. The things that are funny are really funny. The dialogue, he's dry, and his one-liners are awesome. But I don't know. Sometimes it's a little over the top.
Hmm.
But still love him. I still love him. But I see why you don't. All right. So, Dr. Raymond Stantz. Close enough. Stantz. Dan Aykroyd.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in The Blues Brothers, of course. Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. My Girl. Love My Girl. Yep. Nothing But Trouble.
Oh, gosh.
I think that was like his little pet project.
Oh, no.
And then two movies that I'm dying to do podcasts on.
You left out the one where they're on the vacation where he's with John Candy. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that called?
Great Outdoors.
Yes, Great Outdoors.
Oh, my gosh. Such a great movie. Such a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Spies Like Us, I saw at the theater with my parents, and I did not
I did not see it because I think it was just too, I was too young for it at the time.
Oh, I was way too young. I didn't get it at all, but it was so funny in like a couple parts.
They just take you because like they don't want to leave you home alone. So like, let's go. And they wanted to see the movie. Kind of like what
parents.
We just did with Solo.
Y'all want to go see Solo? Well, you're going to go see Solo.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have Dana Barrett. Played by Sigourney Weaver.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, she looked beautiful in this movie, I thought. I'm not sure I'd seen her look so beautiful.
She's just got a natural beauty.
Yeah, she just, I don't know if I hadn't seen her in a while or what, but I thought, man, she's really pretty.
Of course, you know her from the Alien movies.
Which I did not see. Was she in all of the Alien movies?
Honestly?
You don't remember?
No.
Okay.
That's not a series I watched.
What else was she in?
Working Girl.
Working Girl. Okay.
I never saw it.
I have seen it, but I don't remember it.
All right. Then you got Dr. Egon.
Mm-hmm.
Spengler. Harold Ramis. Okay. You know him more as a writer. You know, Caddyshack, Meatballs. He wrote Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought he did okay acting. Thought he was great.
Yeah. The character that he played, though, I don't think required huge acting chops.
No.
But yeah, he did fine.
Okay. And then Louis Tully. I love Rick Moranis.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. I love him.
Very lovable.
From SCTV.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Spaceballs. That's all you got?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids too. The
okay.
Kids Shrunk Us. No, what is it? We Shrunk Ourselves.
Okay.
I don't know. The shrinking movies.
I mean, you're absolutely killing it. Strange Brew, which was like a movie I loved when I was young. Love Strange Brew. And it was kind of a cool thing if you would do like the certain scenes in public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was weird. Love it. But loved Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, oh, I forgot about Little Shop of Horrors.
And honestly, I don't remember all that much about it. I just remember really enjoying it. But I love Rick Moranis.
Yeah, what's weird is I was just recently on vacation in New York City and I was in a pizza place, oldest pizza place in the country. And there was a very loud talker sitting behind us. And at one point, he was, like, going on and on about Rick Moranis and what a great guy he was. I don't know if he had met Rick Moranis or... I was really focused on that pizza, which was delicious. But he was like going on and on about how, you know, when Rick Moranis left show business and to take care of his family and all this stuff. So just really weird that we just did. I don't know, but
I'll tell you, Betty, Rick Moranis, swell guy, huh?
He just takes
care of his family, guys, the business, huh?
Yeah, he was. He wasn't like whatever you're doing there.
I don't know.
Hey, you see? No,
don't be a dirty rat
thing. No, he was just really loud, so it was just like I could hear all his whole conversation, and I was trying to tune him out, but then it was like,
Rick Moranis?
You talking about Rick Moranis? But you're right, good dude.
Great dude.
Well, I don't know if you said that, but that guy did.
Well, then you have, and this is going to be a confession for me. I'm like, Janine Minitz.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that. Played by Annie Potts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, Annie Potts. That's awesome. I don't know Annie Potts.
I know where she's from.
Well, I think I know. Is it TV?
Yes.
Okay, that's exactly what I thought. She's also in Pretty in Pink and
Designing Women.
Okay, yeah, I never saw that show in my life. So.
Oh my gosh, my mom loved that show.
But I'm like, oh, Annie Potts.
Watched it all the time.
But Dixie when I see Carter. Annie Potts, I'm like, who is Annie Potts?
Yeah, no, she was big time on Designing Women, which was a good, it was a good show from what I can remember. Delta Burke, you know.
Oh my God, Delta Burke. Oh no, I have nothing for Delta Burke.
Okay.
All right, then you have Walter Peck, played by William Atherton. He was in Real Genius and Die Hard.
Okay.
That's it, man. I got nothing big. Then you have Winston Zeddemore, played by Ernie Hudson. This dude has been in so many things. And when I say, oh, he was on a show, he might have been on 6 episodes of that show. 8, I don't know. The dude was on tons of stuff. He was on shows for like their whole runs. But there was a voice. It was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Girl. Ziggy Stardust looking creature-like person.
Okay.
That was originally supposed to be Paul Rubens.
Mm-hmm. Pee-wee.
Pee-wee Herman.
What happened to Pee-wee?
Oh, in the 90s, he was in this theater.
Mm-hmm. That is happened? Is that why he wasn't in the movie?
No, I didn't know what you were asking me. This movie came out in 84.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out. He just didn't get the part.
No, I don't know. I never heard why. No, that'd be interesting. I mean, honestly, I think Paul Rubens is a very good actor. Like, I think he's talented.
Do you have to be that good an actor to play that role?
That role in the movie?
No. Yeah, no.
What about Pee-wee?
No, that role in the movie.
Oh. I don't know. It wasn't like they could have changed it for
him. Was that Zoloft? What was it?
Zoloft. No, the name's brutal.
Zool and
Zool. Is that Zool?
Mm-hmm. Zool.
Okay. Not Dana.
When we were talking about, I guess we haven't started talking about who was going to play these other, possibly play.
Yeah, Winston Zeddemore
originally
was going to be Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Totally get it. But then, I guess, Ramis came out and said no. I guess Reitman came out and said no. It was always going to be Ernie Hudson. I like to think it was going to be Ernie Hudson because.
Yeah.
Oh no, I love the dude. Now, again, Louis Tully, Rick Moranis. God bless Rick Moranis. He's amazing. Amazing. I just love the guy. But it was supposed to be John Candy, and there is no more love in my life.
Right. I just think John Candy. Other than
my family and a couple people maybe around me, than John Candy.
John Candy should have been one of the dudes.
Totally agree.
Yeah, he should. I don't see him as that supporting part. Like, I see him as
maybe
Ghostbuster.
Maybe as the Harold Ramis character?
Yeah. I could see that. I think it's strange that he was like, oh, I want to play this part as a German man with a German accent.
Yeah, I guess I don't get how it works. I mean, so much of this movie is improvised. So many of the great lines in this movie are improvised. But they're like, hey, I want you to play, you know, Breakfast Club. Rick Moranis was supposed to play the janitor. And he's like, I'm going to grow a beard and have a like Russian accent. And they're like, no, you're just a janitor. No, I'm going to do it this way. Rick Moranis.
It wasn't Rick Moranis that was
doing that? Yeah.
It was. I heard Michael Keaton was supposed to be in the movie.
Yeah, Michael Keaton was supposed to be edging out Bill Murray.
He would have been awesome.
It's Michael Keaton.
Come yes, on. He would have nailed it. I'm in the Michael Keaton fan club, and
ooh.
I am... Okay, I'm not really, but in my mind, I don't know if there is one.
Is that coming out of our account?
I'm starting one. No, but I like him. I think he can do any role, and I could see him killing it in this.
I think the swagger that Bill Murray brings is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Murray reminds me of
that, say it smooth.
That like annoying high school friend that you had. I thought he was like so funny.
Does his name start with an H?
Yeah. I couldn't stand that guy. Let's get to the movie. Movie starts off in a library.
Okay. Amazing library.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you like how I say library?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it starts off in a library.
So that library is, like, beautiful. Architecture. Mm-hmm. The inside, the number of books. But by the way, neither daughter knew what a card catalog was.
One thought it was a fax machine.
Nailed
and the
it.
Other thought it was little post office boxes, mailboxes.
At least closer.
Yeah. And
our 14-year-old does not know what a fax machine is.
And what a beat down that card catalog was, too. That thing sucked.
Yeah. You didn't want to use it. You just ended up having to use it.
Well, you'd have to use it. How else would you ever find a book in the library?
Random searches.
And now, you know, you use the computer. But back then, it was all about card catalog.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The Dewey Decimal System.
All I could think of was when the cards were flying out. So who's going to have to clean that up and put it back in order?
Oh, put it back in. I would quit.
I did actually really like the opening scene a lot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And can you see that being haunted? You're like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I see that. Mm-hmm. Totally see that.
Here's what I didn't get about the ghosts. I did not get the randomness of the ghosts that they had.
One's like a zombie bus driver. One is a green ectoplasmic
blob. Yeah, really.
One's a librarian. Librarian?
Yeah, librarian.
Now you got me stuttering, jeez.
And that was kind of bizarre. And then one is, like, from this other planet. They got the gatekeeper and the thing, and he's a dragon. And
okay. Did not remember that. Mm-hmm. And
why was he in the refrigerator?
Did not remember that. I mean, there's so many weird things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how to describe that. I call it a cat-looking thing. You called it something weird earlier.
Mm.
The one in the fridge.
Oh, a dragon.
Yeah, I called it a cat. I didn't know what to call it. It looks so weird. I know it's a gargoyle.
Yeah, and we've already talked about how we don't want to use special effect type things against the movie, per se, because that's not...
Okay, with that being
said...
It's
not cool.
Not horrible.
I was going to say horrible.
Oh, I thought tolerable.
Okay. I was going to say horrible, but understandable.
Yeah.
Except for the Marshmallow Man. I kind of liked him.
Love. Stay Puft Marshmallow
Man. No, since I had not seen the movie, I actually had the game for the Commodore.
Ooh.
The Ghostbusters game.
Was it good?
It was so hard. I just remember I hated it because you would drive up to the street and you would be shooting the ghosts with the what's it, the lasers, but that's not what they are. The streams, okay. Whatever the thing is
called. Proton.
Yeah. And even if I like managed to catch a ghost, like the next thing I knew, the Marshmallow Man would be destroying the town. So, I mean, it was frustrating. And you would see him like stomping on buildings, you know, in those old graphics. And so it was a very frustrating game.
Wow.
I don't know if anyone else played it. It was on the Commodore. Of course, it was copied off someone, so I didn't have the directions, didn't know how to play, and very frustrating. But I did like the Marshmallow Man in the movie. I love the commercial.
Love the commercial, which in the trailer, the commercial had a number, and you could call it and get a recorded message from Aykroyd and Murray. And it was something like 25,000 people a day called this line for like 6 weeks. Totally awesome. Can see it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I made so many random phone calls back in the day.
Did you call the Ghostbusters line?
No, I didn't.
Is this the Ghostbusters? Sorry, that was my impression.
I would have been a little kid. You're making young teenager Brock impression. Oh, sorry.
I thought a really funny part was when Dana gets back home and she's talking to her mother on the phone. And she's like, yeah, I'm going on a date with the Ghostbusters. You know, the one from the TV show, Mom. Or sorry, the one from the TV commercial, Mom. I don't know why I thought that was funny.
Oh, I loved it.
Probably because it's like everybody's seen that dumb commercial. Like, yeah, the guy's from the TV commercial. That's who I'm going out with. And then she gets groped and drug into the kitchen. Probably was kind of scary for
pretty our intense, daughter. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
When he got closer, like, ugh.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of gross.
Great scene, though.
It was weird that they had to possess them to get back together. They were together to begin with.
Okay.
And then they turned back into those weird creature things that came from the building. So that part was kind of bizarre. Okay. And how did they choose who they were going to jump into? Oh, and did Dana and what's his name?
Oh, they did it.
They did the deed, didn't they?
Oh, they did the horizontal did they? Poke. Did oh, they? Yeah, his pants were undone.
Okay.
I mean, you know they did it. Here's the thing. And this kind of goes into my final results thinking, but it's kind of hard to follow at times. It can be confusing what's happening at times. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. Like, there's a lot of people to remember. Like, I'm struggling right now to remember, like, Drool's name or Duel or
Zool.
Zool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know Ziggy Stardust's name.
Right.
There's a lot going on. The Keymaster.
Yeah, gatekeeper.
The master of the keys and the gatekeeper, whatever it was. It was like so much going on. Why does this have to happen? Like, why is this part necessary?
I wanted to see them just, like, catching ghosts in the city more.
Okay, so the movie starts, you're watching them. They start to take off. Once they get a call, it starts to take off. Annie Potts is kind of an awful secretary, and they pick up Ernie Hudson, but then this guy from the EPA comes in, right? Walter Peck, and he causes all this calamity because, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to come back in with a warrant, and I want to see what is in your holding tanks. So they have these holding tanks where they're dropping these these ghosts in, and,
you know. Storing them.
Yeah. And this, what you think, honestly, is D-bag. Mm. Like, how dare you? Because they end up shutting the power off, and everything's released back into New York City. And everything just goes amok.
Mm.
But here's the thing. This is a sketchy business. Nothing's been tested. They even say, like, no. Nothing's been tested. When he cuts his proton pack on, the other two guys back up. There's very low security for how a switch just ends it all for New York City.
Yeah.
Ends it all. I mean, This is a very reckless business organization.
Dangerous.
Yeah, are you really looking at these guys and thinking they're following great permit laws? Mm. And come on. No. This is by the seat of your pants. And they're kind of con men on how, mm-hmm. on how they get money. Like,
mm-hmm. like when they're billing the hotel after they did who knows how much damage to it.
Okay. But here's what bothers me at the beginning of this movie. So they lose their job and they're like, we're going to start our own business. This is what we're going to do. You know, and they have money, but they have very limited resources. Mm-hmm. But yet they find this, like, dilapidated firehouse, and you know they dropped hundreds of thousands of dollars into rebuilding that mm-hmm. wood floors, and it was gorgeous. And video games and pinball machines and the beautiful brass, what do you call those, poles, you know, you jump mm-hmm. on and slide down.
Weren't those there already? That was.
I know, but it looks so beautiful. I mean, this they dropped oh, money
you think they upgraded into, those poles?
Oh, yeah. No, I think they, like, waxed it and just, oh, it was beautiful. They dropped so much money, and then they're like, oh, we're out of petty cash. It's like, that's pretty early. Mm. You guys are reckless. So you really think they're following permits and codes? And again, it didn't take much just to unleash hell on Earth.
Yeah.
So this Peck dude is actually a good guy. He's actually doing the right thing, and they make him out to be the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, just because they tried to warn him, and he was like, nope.
No, because they should have just been up front with him to start with.
Mm.
But they were like, when he was like, hey, I'd like to see this, you got a warrant, then beat it. It's like, let him see it. Mm. But again, this movie is very improvised.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to admit, there were so many funny lines.
Yeah, sure, yeah, of course.
And when Sigourney Weaver calls Bill Murray's character, you know, you look like a game show host. Did you kind of look at him and go, yeah, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Or you are a game show host.
Thought some parts of the movie were really funny. I did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like where some of my questioning came in was just the whole storyline of the, you know, she turns into Zool, and that part was weird, and... And then in, like, the climax of the movie where they're going in to get the ghost, they play, like, the worst song ever.
Yes.
I don't know what that song was.
How are you not playing Ghostbusters right there?
I don't know. I don't understand that choice.
Some crappy 80s groove.
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you serious? This is not the time for
no.
getting some producer's buddy's music on.
No, it was bad. Like I said, give me the Ghostbusters theme. That was cool. Weird part when the earthquake happened.
They fell into the earth?
They fall in and then they climb out. Oh, that seemed a little too...
Yeah, unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, make it harder for them to fall out then. Or maybe yeah. the whole joke was like, okay, they fell in. Oh no, they're fine.
Okay, well...
And then they had the final battle... Zool's boss. I don't know what that person's name was. Do you remember?
No.
Okay. With her.
Tell you, there's a lot of names there.
And then the Marshmallow Man.
Love the Marshmallow Man. Exploding and shaving cream.
Stuff everywhere.
Gallons upon gallons upon gallons upon gallons. Mm-hmm. Like 500 gallons of shaving cream.
I'd much rather be covered in marshmallow any
Absolutely.
Day.
You know how hard it would be to get that off?
And it burned your eye.
They did menthol. That's what they used.
Oh, isn't that worse?
Oh, yeah.
I did like the end. I liked them rolling the theme at the end.
Yeah, love the end. And I love Murray and, you know, Sigourney Weaver's characters. I love them.
You do? That wasn't a little forced. I mean, they didn't even go on a date, did they?
She's just banging Rick Moranis.
Does she know she banged Rick Moranis?
I don't know, but I do. I saw it.
You didn't see
His pants were undone.
It was implied.
And then he gets up with this, like, grin, like, yep.
I thought the end was cute.
Yes.
And, of course, it made money, so they did a sequel, which I have not seen either. And I have not seen the new one, the female cast one. But I will now.
I will, too. Okay, let's do this, love.
All right.
Alexa, I almost don't know. Who should go first? I don't
know. Me, because I'm...
Okay.
Because I want to.
Okay.
So, I went into this... Again, this is a situation where I did not see the movie... I had not seen the movie before, which puts... That puts these movies at a disadvantage when you haven't seen them, because you do not have that nostalgia feel or tie to them. So I watched it. I was entertained by it. I did laugh. Special effects were not so good, but like I said, I cannot hold that against the movie because I try not to do that. Bill Murray's not my favorite. He had some funny parts. But I struggle because I do realize that this is a movie that people love. So that part's always hard too. But I just cannot give it a rewind because I just don't think it holds up. I think the plot is weak.
Huh. All right. I love this movie. Here's the problem for me. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to go with my judgment. There are so many funny things in this movie. If you're an avid fan, this is an absolute must watch because you love this movie. Why would you not watch it? And if you are someone who loved this movie back in the day, haven't seen it in a while, you're going to love it. But for someone like me, who honestly did not remember that much of the storyline itself, I remember the big parts because I was very young when I saw this. Again, the thing I struggle with is if someone never has seen this, would they really like it? I don't know, because I think it does demand multiple watchings. But I don't care. I'm giving it a rewind. An enthusiastic. I love this movie. It was fun. Rewind.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
I respect it.
No, you don't.
I do. No. I respect your rewind. All right. Well, there you have it. You have one rewind and one non-rewind for Ghostbusters.
High five for Brock himself.
Oh, you're gonna high five yourself? Okay.
It's called a club.
All right. That's pretty good.
Well, it's true.
Okay. If you want to follow us on social media, we're at You Can Rewind It on Twitter. You Can Rewind It Facebook. You Can Rewind It Instagram, which I need to do a little better updating. And we have an email, youcanrewindit@gmail.com. We've got a quick little promo to play for you from a fellow podcast.
Check out these nerds.
Hey, this is Christian.
Hey, this is Damon.
And this is The Amazing Nerd Show.
We're a podcast that takes a deep dive into nerd culture. Every episode, we will talk comics, movies, video games, and even wrestling.
You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Podbean. The Amazing Nerd Show. The show you never knew you wanted.
This has been another episode of You Can Rewind It with Alex and Brock. And just remember, just because you can rewind it doesn't mean you should.
Thanks for listening. Your family did a lot of bootlegging and like, you know, when you turn a VHS tape on, they're talking about your family, like Interpol's looking for your family.
I know, right?
You can rewind it. 4, 3, 2.